This is the Wild Crime Report for Monday, the 1st of April, 2024. The Wild Crime Report is your short, snappy summary on what's happening around the world in the realm of environmental crime. If you're tuning in to this via Spotify, Apple, or wherever else you get your podcasts, check out the Wild Crime Report on Substack, where you can sign up and get the accompanying newsletters, as well as some additional content that is in the pipeline. Now, an advance warning. There will be no April Fool's Time announcements on today's report. Things like wild mammoth tusk remains found on Mars, or P. Diddy Puff Daddy arrested by the FBI on suspicion of trafficking Amazonian reptiles and birds. I have no doubt around the world these sorts of shenanigans will be playing out in homes and workplaces, so consider the next 10 minutes a respite from the is it or isn't it real. And let's face it, when you already get real wildlife stories like Montana man found guilty of selling Asian sheep semen, poisonous dart frogs found in suitcases, or drug addicts stealing falcon eggs off the side of a cliff, the world is weird and wacky enough. So let's get in some information. A US federal court in Miami concluded last week after hearing the case of Krai Masvidal, a Cambodian national who was arrested in 2022, and charged in connection with an alleged conspiracy to smuggle long-tailed macaques into the US. The arrest was quite sensational, as Masvidal is the Deputy Director of the Department of Wildlife and Biodiversity for the Cambodian Forestry Administration, Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries. Even more crazy is that he was arrested at JFK Airport in New York while he was travelling to the CITES conference that was held back in Panama in November 2022. However, Masvidal was acquitted by the US Department of Justice. The court had been provided with evidence of wild captured monkeys from Cambodia being brought to a company in Hong Kong for research. No other reports have detailed the fate of the other seven people who were also arrested at the time with Masvidal. Masvidal was the only defendant to appear in court, upon which a jury found him not guilty. In Namibia, three men were arrested for poaching over a week ago in the Mangetti National Park in the country's north. Of significance was that these three men were soldiers within the Namibian Defence Force. They were found in possession of dried game meat, so there are no reports or information to suggest that they were targeting elephants or other protected animals for their wildlife parts. Namibia plays an important part in the southern African region, given its rich biodiversity, the large swaths of wildlife that migrate from neighbouring countries, and the fact that it borders Angola in the north. Angola has, as of January of this year, been given a CITES commercial trade suspension for what CITES considers a failure to implement a National Ivory Action Plan, or NIAP. In a nutshell, Angola can't even trade legally in CITES protected species, which will include wildlife, marine, and timber products. And while the country will no doubt do its part to reverse the CITES decision, the trafficking networks operating in Angola will also no doubt continue on in the same fashion that has led the country to getting the ban in the first place. It was only a year ago that a 7-ton seizure of ivory was caught in Vietnam, having originated in Angola. It suggests that ivory from within Angola or neighbouring countries like Namibia is still very much in demand by customers in Asia. Now in India, and two passengers were stopped at Chennai Airport last Tuesday, having flown from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Within their luggage, in plastic cages with ventilation holes, were four endangered cockatoo birds. According to the Times of India, the two men, Mohammad Raza and Ramiz Raza, claimed that the birds were intended for use in movie shootings, which is interesting wording there. Shooting by camera or shooting by gun? A pretty big difference for the birds. Fortunately, press reports stated that officials were able to confirm the health of the cockatoos and send them back to Malaysia on the next available flight, hopefully business class. As for the Razas, well, they might have to rethink their bird-themed movie concept, and with legal trouble for smuggling wildlife, maybe an Indian version of Stir Crazy could be in development. Further north in Andhra Pradesh state, and the Indian Agency, the Directorate of Revenue Intelligence, or DRI, thwarted an attempt to smuggle 396 endangered turtles by a train. Officials, working off of an intelligence lead, arrested two passengers at Visakhapatnam railway station, who were in possession of 220 Indian tent turtles, 151 Indian roofed turtles, 16 brown roofed turtles, and 9 Indian crowned turtles. The smugglers were on their way south to Chennai, where I'd say it's a fair bet the turtles were destined for a flight out of Chennai airport, wrapped in socks and bundled into a suitcase, or possibly a short sea journey to Sri Lanka, before a similar uncomfortable flight due east. Now, tracking across to Sri Lanka, and in the early hours of last Tuesday, the Sri Lankan Navy once again conducted an operation, arresting 16 people, seizing 5 dinghy boats, and diving equipment. The diving, being conducted illegally, was obviously for the express purpose of gathering sea cucumbers, of which 3,178 specimens were found in the poacher's possession. Sea cucumbers are like the earthworms of the seabed. They live on the bottom, and they're of critical biological importance to water environments. However, unfortunately, they are highly sought after in their dried form by the large Asian markets. Despite CITES protection for two of the sea cucumber species, the trade has just thrived, and areas like Sri Lanka, which has a considerable fishing industry, is a giant hub. And lastly, it almost seems like it isn't a report without a rhino story. Yes, it's true. They are the iconic species that probably get more attention than any other animal. But it's always hard to ignore the stories when they are broken. In Zimbabwe, a poacher received a 9-year prison term this week for his role in a poaching incident back in July 2022. Greater Nayoni was found guilty of poaching a black rhino, along with 4 other accomplices who are reported as still being at large. Nayoni was found by investigators to be the owner of the firearm that was used to kill the rhino, which was then dehorned and taken to the capital city, Harare, to be sold on. Given the press have detailed that the case started from investigators identifying spent gun cartridges at the scene of the crime, it would be interesting to know whether the prosecutors presented any forensic evidence, such as Nayoni's DNA, or firearms identification against Nayoni. Minimal details, unfortunately, are not provided, which is fairly common in many African countries where court documents are not digitized and trial reporters aren't always present. Still, just reinforces the penalties at play when you mess around with wildlife in Africa and get caught. And that is the Wild Crime Report for this week. Just a short announcement that next week's report will likely be a day late. So don't be alarmed if you check your inbox Monday morning and don't see anything in there. It'll be coming. I'm Matt Durrant. Until next time, stay wild and keep the animals there too.